In today's gospel, we have two desperate situations. First, this woman who's been hemorrhaging for 12 years and has tried every medical option and is just beyond their help. And then we have Jairus, whose daughter is at the point of death. And both of these individuals, in the midst of their suffering and in their time of need, they reach out to Jesus for healing. You know, Jairus falls at his feet, pleading with him, and the woman, too timid to go in front of our Lord, sneaks up behind him and secretly touches his cloak. And in both cases, power comes out of Jesus Christ, and the woman's healed, and the girl is brought back from the dead. You know, on the surface level, these two accounts are an amazing presentation of the healing power of Jesus. But it's easy to focus on the physical healing and to misunderstand the more important thing that our Lord is doing in the gospel today. Because the reality is, Jesus didn't come to take away all of our suffering or to heal every physical or psychological pain or wound that we have. You know, if that was his mission, then he did a pretty poor job, because we still have all sorts of sicknesses, diseases, issues that we struggle with, darkness in our lives. And how many of us have ever prayed to be cured of something and it didn't happen? Or prayed for a cure of a loved one and they still ended up passing away? And so I think it's important for us to look at these healings from a different angle. And the reality is that these two healings are both more about these individuals' faith in Jesus Christ than it is about the physical cure. It's more about the spiritual realities going on in their soul than just the physical element. If we look at the woman who's suffering from the hemorrhaging, 12 years, you know, she was experiencing the pain, and I'm sure there were plenty of moments of desperation in there, moments of discouragement, you know, times where she gets her hopes up that the next medical cure is going to help her, only to have those hopes crushed when it doesn't work. You know, how many times must she have prayed to the Lord for healing and it didn't happen? Yet even in the midst of her situation, this woman perseveres in faith. And even after 12 years of that condition continuing, she still has the faith to reach out. And when she hears about Jesus Christ, she believes. And she goes and she reaches out and she touches him with complete faith that our Lord is going to heal her, even after 12 years of suffering from this illness. And when our Lord turns around and sees her, what does he say? The first thing he says isn't about the physical cure. He says, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." The gift of faith was rewarded with salvation. Her faith has saved her. You know, that's what our Lord says to her. So more than a physical healing, this is about this woman coming to faith and coming to salvation and triumphing over discouragement after discouragement and persevering in faith in our Lord. And Jairus, the synagogue official, certainly he would have been praying fervently for however long for the healing of his daughter. And it doesn't happen, even to the point where his daughter dies. And imagine how crushing that would have been for him when he hears that message, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the teacher anymore." And what's our Lord's response? He says, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." And before his very eyes, his daughter is brought back from the dead to life. God always acts in terms of what's best for our salvation. And that's not always a physical cure that's best for our salvation. Sometimes it is. Sometimes our Lord gives us miraculous cures in order to strengthen our faith. And he doesn't give that to everyone, but he gives us miracles like these and plenty of miracles that continue to the present day. If we look at the miracles of healing at Lourdes or the different miraculous healings that happen in every generation, you know, he gives us those to strengthen our faith in his power so that in our faith we get that affirmation that, yes, there is a power in this world that's greater than the illnesses that we face. But more often, he gives us suffering because it has a higher purpose. It helps to purify us and to detach us from the things of this world. Our desire for pleasure, our desire to live forever in a fallen world. You know, it helps to purify us of those, and it helps to teach us what really matters in our life. And it truly helps to deepen our virtue, because our virtue grows the most when we're faced with challenges, when our faith is really stretched? Are we willing to still believe in our Lord, that he loves us and he desires to be in a relationship with us, even when we're suffering? You know, that's when our patience is built up, that even if we're suffering day after day after day, that we still put our faith in our Lord and we still persevere. You know, it's those moments of suffering where our virtue grows in the crucible of suffering, and our virtue is deepened. In our first reading, it says, God fashioned all things that they might have being. Our Lord desires us to have life and to have it to the full. And preeminently, it's about the supernatural life of sanctifying grace within our souls. And only secondarily is it about physical life. This past weekend, we sent our youth group to the youth conference at Steubenville at Franciscan University. And there were about 2,000 youth that were gathered for this event. And they had many powerful experiences. But among them, you know, we heard over the course of the weekend, it was a bit of a marathon. We heard over 1,100 confessions in one weekend from Friday night to Sunday morning. You know, so some of the people who come, you know, are you know, it's routine confessions. You know, they're living a strong life of faith. But many people, when they come to these conferences, many of these young people are bringing a lot of darkness and a lot of pain with them. Many of them are in broken family relationships, going through divorces, or their families have disowned them. You know, some of them are suffering from self-hatred. Some of them have thrown their lives away with destructive choices that they know are destructive, but they just don't care anymore because they're so broken. Many of them have renounced their faith and have stopped practicing the faith in any meaningful sense. You know, many of them are struggling with addictions, either of their own addictions or addictions in their family. There's so many youth who brought such darkness to this conference. And one by one, you know, as they went to the sacrament of confession, they were reaching out like this woman suffering from hemorrhaging. They were reaching out to Jesus Christ in the midst of their darkness and in the midst of their pain, that they found the faith to believe in Jesus Christ and his power and to reach out knowing that our Lord could heal them. And power came forth from the sacrament of confession as each one of these people was encountering Jesus Christ. It was the healing power of God. And the reality is that many of those young people, as they left the confessional, may not have looked any different physically. And the conditions that they're in, the problems that they face in their families may not have changed. But what changed was that they were internally renewed and healed and given the strength to persevere and to unite their suffering to the suffering of Christ and to realize that in the midst of all this, they still have a God who loves them dearly and that there's still hope and that there's still healing that's possible. And they received sanctifying grace and new life within their souls so that they were refreshed and brought back to life, even in the midst of their suffering. You know, only from the glory of heaven will we understand and be able to see the true effect of the healing power that our Lord offered them in the sacraments, because it's an inner transformation. And so many of these young people were brought back from death to life, and their faith was healed and rejuvenated, and they were once again given hope and healed on a deep and profound level. And so as we continue with this Mass today, we praise God, not that he takes away every bit of evil or every bit of suffering in our lives, because the reality is, he doesn't. But we praise God that in his wisdom, he works to bring about a much deeper inner transformation within us, ultimately desiring to give us a life that death doesn't take away. And every time we come to a sacrament, it's an experience of the healing power of God that's available if we simply have the strength and the faith and the trust to reach out and to touch our Lord, as this woman did in today's gospel. Whether it's the sacrament of confession or whether it's the Mass and the Eucharist that we have offered to us today, our Lord desires that we have life and to have it to the fullness. And it's a life that's not just a natural life in this world, but it's a life that overflows to its fullness when we pass from this world through death to true life.